Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest won the most important assembly race in northern Nevada, despite the fact his Republican opponent had more money and had an advantage in voter registration. Marlene Lockhart has the rundown.
Coming up today, we're going to talk about the 2013 legislature with Assemblyman Skip Daly.
And on today's Power Pundit panel, we have Ernie Adler, Farida Black Prothro, and Guy Rocha. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest, of course, is Skip Daly, the Democratic Assemblyman from District 31 in Sparks. And Skip, I wanted to ask you, you were reelected by beating the Republican candidate David Espinoza, and he had a lead on you in both money raised and voter registration. It seemed like it was going to be a defeat for you, but how did you pull this victory out with those two important factors against you?
Well, you know, you have a good team. We had a good team of professionals and people behind us. Had a lot of help from our caucus. We had a lot of volunteers and staff that everybody pulling on the same rope. And then, of course, you got to go out and make contact with the voters, and you do that in a variety of ways, obviously. You know, we have direct mail, but I think the thing that was most important in my race that made a difference was, individual knocking on the doors, voter contact, and we actually, you know, had a pretty good contact rate, and a lot of people, a lot of discussions, and it was actually the funnest part of the campaign for me, if you look back on it all.
Other Democrats told me that you knocked on more doors than any other candidate, perhaps in Nevada. How many doors did you knock on? And you can, if you went to a place twice, you can count that as two.
Well, yeah, we measured it in attempts, because obviously you don't hit every single door and you leave your flyer there. But I had 10,000 personal attempts, and if you hit 30 or so plus of that. You talk to a lot of people over the course of the campaign. And, we started late March, and walked every Saturday, Sunday evening that we could on through. Now, we had volunteers that were also knocking, so they hit, the campaign probably hit twice that easily, but myself, 10,000 personal attempts.
And so what were you hearing knocking on all those doors? What really came out as the highest priority of issues for folks?
Well, predictably, jobs is number one issue. Education was also on the minds of people, foreclosures and those types of issues, and some of the North Valley's, Lemon Valley, Stead areas. There was concern over crime and various things, an increase in crime, apparently, recent developments. So those are the usual big-ticket items that were there. Of course, I talked to him about education being a priority for the state. We're ranked 50th in the nation in K-12 education, which is not really something that is going to be useful to us as we try to diversify our economy and grow, which then creates jobs. If we can't improve the education, it'll be difficult.
Did those discussions lead you to put in any specific bill draft request, anything that you're going to prominently sponsor as a result of what your constituents are concerned with?
Well, as you know, you only get so many bill drafts. You try to be as effective as you can in those. I did put in a bill to try to allow Washoe County to have a vocational technical high school. I think that will be useful. We need people to have job-ready skills, if you will. Clark County has, I believe, 6 vocational technical high schools. We don't have any. So I did put in a bill to hopefully allow Washoe County to develop a vocational technical high school as one measure. So,
Skip, I'm sorry. I'm still fascinated about your election race against, of course, David Espinoza, who was a fine candidate. But, the GOP poured a lot of money into Espinoza's campaign. He raised more money than any other assembly candidate in Northern Nevada, including you. The GOP saw your District 31 much like the assembly's answer to the Greg Brower Sheila Leslie race. So what did the Republicans do wrong when they had an advantage in money and voter registration? What did they do wrong to lose District 31?
Well, that would be for them to assess. I don't know. I don't know if it's so much what they did wrong as what we did right, as I said before. The advantage was, 3.14%, which was about, if anybody's counting, 1,154 more Republicans than there were Democrats. There were almost 6,000 nonpartisans and another 2,500 of all the other registration. So, again, voter contact, get out there, repetition over and over. Some people I talked to 3 times, and they were happy to see me each time. They talked to me, and you'd have the usual. Some people liked you immediately just based on registration. Other people didn't. But what I found in the district is most people were ready and wanted to vote for the person, not the party. And there was no lock based on registration either direction. There are some advantages to have more in one party than the other, but not something you can't overcome. And, hard work, and I think the voters made the right choice.
Okay. Let's stop it right here. We'll get right back to you, Skip. I wanted to ask you about maybe raising taxes in the legislature, always a happy topic among lawmakers. We'll be right back with Assemblyman Skip Daly after these few words.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. Envy Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
My name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest, of course, is Assemblyman Skip Daly of Sparks. Marlene, you want to kick it off?
Sure. There are many bill draft requests that have been submitted to the legislature so far for construction defect changes. The Republicans have, that's a top priority for them, and I noticed that you yourself have put in a bill. So how is your bill going to differ from what the Republicans have submitted?
Well, you know, and I'll get specifically to the bill on that. As you know, Chapter 40 came in 1995. I asked the research division to give me the testimony and the bills, and every bill since 1995 to last session. And I read through the 1,500 pages. Took a long time. And, you know, there's, I don't take any new solutions, but what I did find is that a lot of people try to do too many things at once in the bills, and they die from their own weight. My proposal, relatively simple, is that we want to promote the public policy that people should only be responsible for their own actions and not the actions of others. So the indemnification provisions that are in subcontract clauses and sometimes in insurance clauses and various things cause the subcontractor not only take responsibility for what work they did, but everybody else's work as well. And I don't think that is conducive to the whole home building and a lot of the construction defects issues. So mine really focuses on the indemnification issue, and that's what I want to try to fix as the first step, and we'll see how that works out.
The Republicans, as you know, have said without changing the language regarding attorney's fees, it's worthless to change the construction defect law, that that is the root of the entire issue. How do you plan to address that, or do you?
I'm going to focus on the one issue, on indemnification. You know, and I've heard those arguments from both sides, you know, had a lot of discussions with the AGC and various other organizations, the home builders, et cetera. And, you know, it's a construction defects is a consumer safety law, not safety, but it's a consumer-driven protection. And if you can't get a remedy, then there is no protection. And I think the attorney's fees is just, you know, something that keeps getting put up by a group of people that want to deflect over the other issues. I think indemnification will help. I think it will help take people out of being responsible for other people's actions.
You know, Skip, you know, as you know, Nevada is digging out of a recession, but, you know, tax revenues, they're slowly, incrementally creeping up, and it seems like everybody's got a lot of expensive plans for the tax revenue. Full-day kindergarten, class size reduction, two very expensive education factors that could or may not happen. With this, with so many wishes and really not enough state revenue, do you see any appetite for the 2013 legislature to consider any kind of tax increases or new taxes?
Well, I think all of the issues need to be on the table to be discussed. You know, and I said this to people at the door when I talked to them. I said, you know, we're 50th in the nation education. I said, so if we made the analogy and Nevada was a flat-screen TV and you went to the consumer rating index guide, Nobody buys number 50 on the list. So if we want to get people to invest in our state, get the private investment, diversify our economy and those things, we have to invest in ourselves, or at least show that we have a reputation to meet the educational needs of the businesses we hope to attract. And if we don't do it, then we're not going to be successful in that endeavor. We'll have a few successes like Apple Computer coming in, which is great. But we had to do pretty hefty tax incentive in order to get them to come here as well. Not that tax incentives aren't a useful tool, but if you don't improve education, if you'd have to spend the revenue in order to meet those needs, then that, you know, I'm not opposed to that. Of course, I'm not on the Ways and Means Committee or the Tax Committee, but we'll be watching the same as everybody else very intently. And obviously, in the end, we do get a chance to vote on that on the floor.
Well, you know, other Democrats have talked about tax reform. It needs to be done. But on the other side, you know, like Pat Hickey, the Assembly Minority Leader, a Republican, mm-hmm. of course, he said that we need everything to be on the table, a tax smorgasbord, if you will. Mm-hmm. And the key thing that Republicans want is this construction defect legislation, and it has to do, again, as Marlene pointed out, attorney's fees. Can you guys bend on that to get some tax reform?
Well, like I said, I went through that legislative history, and at every turn there was big pushes to get things done. Most of the time nothing happens.
Right.
There's too much of this, not enough of that, and if... Are they willing to bend on attorney's fees being the only solution? I would put back to them. And I don't think that it is. When you look at the consumer side of it and the consumer protections that are construction Chapter 40 is supposed to cover, you know, I think that's the wrong approach. You want to try to make sure that there is more opportunities for people to get the protections, but not having everybody be responsible. Right now, all the responsibility is being shifted from the general contractor or the developer, who says, if I get sued, all the rest of you get sued as well. That's the process that is dragging everybody into these lawsuits, not the attorneys.
Okay, well, it's a complicated problem that we'll have to sort out when the legislature starts in February. We'll be right back with our Power Pundit panel right after these few messages.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
Relationships are complicated.
I didn't say that. That isn't even what I said.
The justice system is complicated.
This contract is abrogated. When the de facto signee became the adversarial pre-instigator at the arraignment, everything was null and void.
Cars are complicated. Car care is simple. Just bring it to Wayne's Automotive Center and get it done right the first time.
This Wednesday, this Thursday, it's free, free, free.
It's our 48-hour after Christmas sales event on bedrooms, living rooms, and dining rooms.
You'll finance your furniture interest-free until 2017.
And we'll deliver it tonight for free.
And get an instant discount equal to the sales tax.
It's free, free, free. Our 48-hour after Christmas sales event.
Special hours this Wednesday and Thursday will be open 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. 12 big hours at More Furniture for Less.
When Urban Outfitters in Reno expanded, they hired local.
I'm Diane. Urban Outfitters is a great company. They hire local, and they hired me.
Our philosophy of hiring local has made Q&D Construction even stronger, has produced high-quality work for over 49 years, and has helped our community.
Trinity Properties is a family-owned business. We hire local because it's locals who built us. For over 50 years, we worked with companies like Urban Outfitters who hire local.
Think local. Hire local.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to our pundit panel. Today we have Verita Black Prothro, the host of Get Real America. We have Ernie Adler, former state senator, and an old friend of mine, Guy Rocha, the former Nevada state archivist. Welcome to you all. Verita, let me start with you. We've had a bitter election season, and coming up on the legislature, do you think the bitter election season will kill any hopes of bipartisanship at the Nevada legislature?
You know, I hope not. That said, probably. It was really a nasty election cycle. It really was. It's, you know, everybody says that each cycle is the worst they've ever seen. This was the worst that I've ever seen. Let's hope that people can put the needs of the state ahead of any nastiness or bad feelings from the election, because we have huge problems in this state. You know, we have a budget, you know, and we have all these needs and not very much money, and they're going to have to come up with solutions. They're going to have to work together for the state. Let's just hope they can do it.
Okay. Now, Ernie, when Assembly Leader Pat Hickey of the Republicans came out with his transparency and ethics in government legislation proposals, he was mentioning Democrats as, you know, as taking trips from the poker stars, right, and, you know, mentioning Democrats and all the ethical wrongdoings, and that's why he had to bring the bill forward. Do you think that kind of stuff just really kills bipartisanship even before you get to it?
I don't think it's helpful, but I think most of the legislators are grown-ups, and they'll try and work together because they realize we're in a tight situation and we need cooperation. I think most of them are very well-meaning, and they'll try and pull this off so that they can work together.
Okay. Historically, Guy, is bipartisanship just a memory, or?
Well, you remember when there was plenty of bipartisanship, and so do you, Marlene. It's been tested severely. I'm hearing the good sounds from the Senate and the Assembly side that we will work together. It remains to be seen. Our media track record is not a good one. Our historic track record is a good one. So now we have to wait and see.
Yeah, for instance, when I was in the legislature, we had four legislators, two Democrats, two Republicans. I was one of the Democrats, and we put through the charter school bill for the state of Nevada. And the people on both sides were in great variance as to their political opinions, but everybody worked together and they got the bill passed and got signed by the governor. So they can do things like that when they really try.
Okay, what year was that, Ernie?
I think it was 95.
95, okay, that's over 10 years. It seems, Verita, that in modern politics, party loyalty trumps any type of loyalty to constituents.
Well, I think the rise of the Tea Party has made that more prominent. And in this last election cycle, the Tea Party didn't fare too well. So I'm hoping that that's a sign that going back to some sort of sense of compromise and working together will work. Well, that it, you know, they will see that as what needs to happen, because the voters are demanding it, I think.
Marlene?
I am going to remain very optimistic, because I think with the new leadership on both sides of the aisle, in the Senate and in the Assembly, we've got leaders now that haven't historically been known as being real partisan. And so I think it's going to be a whole fresh, different session just from that aspect alone of the new leadership that's been selected.
But, Guy, hasn't the new leadership of, let's take Mo Dennis, for example, and Mike Roberson, the two party leaders in the Senate, they were all over these campaigns funneling money to all their different candidates. And in a way, kind of erodes bipartisanship when you get to the legislature.
There's always been partisanship in the legislature, okay? The question is, how much did ideology, the ideologue and demagoguery, drive it? And I'm hopeful, like Marlene, that at least I'm hearing good sounds. Now we're going to see if it's going to be reality, that they want to work together, that the partisanship won't be driven by the Tea Party ideology, okay, or far left ideology, if you will, that fundamentally, when push comes to shove, they will work together. They never abandon partisanship. They agree to work together.
Arnie, you had something?
Well, yeah, I think Nevada legislature this upcoming session is really loaded up with a lot of moderates. I know that's kind of a strange word to say right now, but Mo Dennis is certainly a moderate, and Roberson, I think, is turning out to be a moderate conservative. He is a far-right conservative. So I think you are going to get to see some cooperation, because I think a lot of these people are more towards the middle.
Well, Verita, is that something that the governor is leading, because the governor is more moderate than he is, stuck on ideology?
Absolutely, and I think he signaled something wonderful with the Medicaid expansion. So let's just hope that that spirit continues through the legislature.
Okay, and let's hope a happy spirit continues into 2013 for everybody.
We sure hope so.
Right back after these few messages to wrap up the show.
Every year, thousands are killed in car crashes caused by drunk drivers. But equally sad is the number of people left behind, the mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters whose lives are forever changed. Keep your family in mind this holiday season. Don't drink and drive.
It's okay to enjoy your holiday season. Just be responsible. Don't drink and drive. Give your keys to a designated driver. From the Sparks Tomlinstone family to yours, have a safe holiday season and a happy new year.
It's Nissan's season to save. Get in today for holiday bonus cash on popular models. Up to $2,000 on top of existing offers. Lease the all-new Altima, $199 per month plus bonus cash. Or lease the all-new Sentra, just $169 per month. Shop at ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan dealer. Hurry, up to $2,000 holiday bonus cash ends January 2nd.
Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of emergency, Life Alert is there for you.
The first time I fell in that bedroom, and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. And that's why I wear one.
All senior citizens should have Life Alert.
Please call 1-800-847-3113 for free information about Life Alert. That's 1-800-847-3113. Or visit us on the web at the address on your screen. Don't delay. Call us now at 1-800-847-3113.
Thanks for watching today's show. Marlene, who do we have coming up tomorrow?
Coming up tomorrow, we're going to be talking with political scientist and professor Fred Locken.
He's from Truckee Meadows Community College, and he has a good take. Thanks for watching.